You're about to hear a digitized message from the Lutheran Hour. All rights on the program and its copyrighted content are reserved by the International Lutheran Layman's League. Permission was granted for Concordia Theological Seminary to digitize this message. For more information on the Lutheran Hour, or for questions about special uses of this material, go to lhm.org or call 1-800-876-9880.
The following message was presented by Dr. Dale Meyer on the Lutheran Hour. It's titled, Super Delight. And now here is Dr. Meyer.
Today's the day, Super Bowl Sunday. Millions of people around the world are going to watch the teams butt their heads against each other at the line of scrimmage. And when it's all over, the winners will be the envy of the sporting world. While you're watching the Super Bowl, you would do well to remember your own scrimmage lines. You've got your own contest day in and day out. Sometimes your scrimmage line is at work. Your boss may be a hard person to satisfy, and your present position may not be very secure. Sometimes the scrimmage line is in marriage. A football game is child's play compared to the Super Bowl of marital strife. Sometimes the scrimmage line is intergenerational. You're butting heads with someone who is older or younger, and who just doesn't understand what your life is like. Sometimes the scrimmage line is at school. Some cheating, some drinking, some sex, some drugs. Hey, the opposition taunts you. One toke over the line is no problem. So here it is, Super Bowl Sunday. And while you may be watching the action in Atlanta from your easy chair, you know that you've got plenty of hard scrimmages coming up in your own life. Like football players, you have to be prepared for your contests in life. The champions of the American Football Conference and the National Football Conference did not get to Atlanta simply by hoping to win their conference titles. They had to prepare. Training camp last summer, weekly preparation for the next game, reviewing the videos from last Sunday's game, studying the scouting reports, planning the offense, planning the defense. Prepare, prepare, prepare. You can't hope to win the Super Bowl without preparation, and you can't go to the scrimmage lines of your life without preparation. The best preparation for life's scrimmages is meditation. Let me tell you about Greg. Greg's a young executive. Frazzled by the pressures of his career, Greg retreats periodically in the dead of winter to spend a weekend huddled in a small cabin in the woods. Staying warm and safe in this setting was a far different challenge than he faced in the office. He would stoke a fire in the old wood-burning kitchen stove to keep warm. As he spent those quiet hours, he would talk through his problems and concerns with himself. He would meditate without interruption. These weekend times of meditation gave him the edge he needed to succeed. Each time he returned from one of these weekends, Greg was so in control of himself that his colleagues were envious. They wondered, how can he be so confident, so sure of himself? Answer: Greg was prepared for the scrimmages of the office by meditating. You can prepare for the tough scrimmages in your life by meditating upon the teachings of the Lord. Listen to Psalm 1. Blessed is the person who does not follow the advice of the wicked, take the path of sinners, or join the company of mockers. Rather, he delights in the teachings of the Lord and reflects on his teachings day and night. He is like a tree planted beside streams, a tree which produces fruit in season and whose leaves do not wither. He succeeds in everything he does. The wicked are not like that. Instead, they are like chaff which the wind blows away. That is why the wicked will not be able to stand in the judgment, or sinners in the gathering of the righteous. The Lord knows the way of the righteous, but the way of the wicked will end. Now there's a game plan for your life. Prepare for the scrimmages of the coming days with the Lord's teachings in your mind. Sometimes you'll find yourself on the defensive side of the line of scrimmage. His teachings can help you resist evil. Ephesians chapter 6 says, "Put on God's whole armor, so that you may be able to stand against the tricky ways of the devil. because we are not fighting against flesh and blood, but against the powers, against the authorities, against the rulers of this dark world, against the evil spirits that are in the heavens. For this reason, take up God's whole armor, so that you may be able to resist when things are at their worst, and after you have done everything, to hold your ground. Sometimes you'll find yourself on the offense. You can't win the Super Bowl only with defense. You've got to be on the offensive, advancing the cause. For us, the cause is not a game, but the cause of Christ. The Lord's teachings show you the offense, the good works you should be doing. In Matthew 5, Jesus says, "You are the salt of the earth. You are the light of the world. Let your light shine before people, that they may see the good you do and praise your Father in heaven." Whether you find yourself on the defense or the offense, remember that you've got to prepare yourself by meditating upon the teachings of the Lord. Through those teachings found in the Bible, the Spirit of Jesus Christ puts you in a right relationship with the God of life. And when you're right with God, you're ready to contend in life. It's something like a game plan, only it's far more important. The coach diagrams a play with X's and O's to show the players how to execute a play. The Spirit of Christ teaches you the plan of the ages so that you can resist evil and do good in the scrimmages of your life. The crucial part of this plan for your life is Jesus Christ. Think about this. God is a pure and perfect being. There's nothing imperfect or wrong with a pure and perfect being. That just can't be. A pure and perfect being in whom there is no imperfection could only create a pure and perfect world, and that's what God did. The book of Genesis tells us that God looked at all he had made, and behold, it was good. Now, it takes no Einstein to figure out that some things are terribly wrong in this world. The reason things are so wrong is that our relationship with God is not what it should be. That's what the Bible calls sin. Sin is our disrupted relationship with the pure and perfect God, and that in turn disrupts all our relationships with one another. But the Bible teaches that God sent his Son Jesus Christ to put us back in a right relationship with him. The Bible teaches that Christ died on the cross and rose again to put us right with God and with one another. That's the marvelous plan of the ages that the Spirit brings to you and me in the teachings of the Bible. And that's why it's a super delight for us sinners, with all our broken relationships, to meditate on the teachings of the Lord. 2 Corinthians chapter 5 says, "God reconciled us to himself through Christ, and gave us the task of proclaiming this reconciliation, namely, that in Christ God reconciled the world to himself, by not counting their sins against them. And he put into our hands the message of this reconciliation. Therefore, we are ambassadors for Christ. It is as if God were pleading through us. We plead with you on behalf of Christ, be reconciled to God. God made him, who did not know sin, to be sin for us, so that in him we might become righteous before God." It's a delight to meditate on the Lord's teachings. But this is no spectator sport. Our offensive game plan calls upon us Christians to share this super delight with others. At this spot, my comparisons of the Christian life to a football game stop. The AFC champions are intent on making the NFC champions lose, and vice versa. Our offensive plan is not designed to make losers. Yes, we want to resist evil and to do good, but we're not linemen for Christ. We're not big bullies trying to bowl over non-Christians. We are, as we just heard, ambassadors for Christ. It is as if God were pleading through us, "Be reconciled unto God." In his book, One-Sided Christianity, author Ronald Sider quotes Addie Banks. Addie Banks says, "If God has reconciled us to himself, but cannot reconcile us to each other, then the whole thing is a fraud." So, you should prepare yourself for the scrimmages of the coming week with a game plan in your mind. Meditating upon how Christ has reconciled you to God, your game plan is not to win a victory for yourself by bowling over the enemy, but to do right, to resist wrong, and to share the delightful knowledge of Jesus Christ. I have before me a black and white photograph of a toddler named Anna Rosa. She was 16 months old when this picture was taken, a cute little girl. Her face has big cheeks and wide, wondering eyes, and she's dressed in a frilly dress. Anna Rosa's picture reminds you of your daughter, your niece, your granddaughter. But as you look more closely at the picture, you notice that Anna Rosa has no right arm. Before she was born, her mother decided that she could not carry this child to full term. So she went to an abortionist who attempted an illegal abortion. Although he did not complete the abortion, he did rip off the unborn child's right arm. Shortly thereafter, this girl, who survived the attempted abortion, was born. Today, Anna Rosa is a healthy child, but because of the attempted abortion, she does not have a right arm. Sooner or later, Anna Rosa is going to ask, "Mommy, why do I have only one arm?" What is a mother to say? For that matter, what shall we say to the mother if she's feeling guilt over what she's done to her child? This is not a time for us to be linemen for Christ, knocking down hurting people. To Anna Rosa, the answer goes something like this: "Anna Rosa, this is a mean world, and sometimes the people who should love you the most hurt you the most deeply. Your mommy did. But you have a Father in heaven who sent someone named Jesus. Jesus came to make things right again. Jesus stretched out his arms on the cross. He died so that all the wrong things we do could be forgiven. Anna Rosa, Jesus' arms aren't on the cross anymore. Jesus is alive. He hugs you with his love, and one day he will take you to a perfect place called heaven." The answer to a hurting mother is similar. "Mom, this is a sinful world, and you've participated in the sin. But God did not send Jesus into the world to condemn you, but rather that you might be forgiven and saved through Christ. Mom, be reconciled to God. When feelings of guilt overwhelm you, then take your delight in the teachings of the Lord. Read again and again and again in His marvelous word that you are forgiven." Those are the answers, not only to Anna Rosa and her mom, but to all the hurting people in this world of ours. The people that sometimes line up against you in the scrimmage lines of life are people who need to delight in the teachings of the Lord. You are the person to share that delight. After all, when Anna Rosa and her mom are struggling with the terrible consequences of sin, will a Christian minister be present to comfort them with the forgiveness of Christ? I don't think so. Will they be listening to a Christian program like this one? Perhaps, but I wouldn't bet on it. But I can tell you who will be there when Anna Rosa and her mother are struggling with the consequences of sin. A layperson will be present. I can also tell you who is going to be present on all those other scrimmage lines when hurting sinners square off against one another. Lay people are going to be there too. God is putting you on the scrimmage lines of your life, not to win a contest for yourself, but rather to help other people with the good news of Jesus Christ. The teachings of Jesus Christ are a super delight to you. The plan is to put you on the offense, to share the delight with the people you encounter during the week. At Lutheran Hour Ministries, we've embarked on a 5-year ministry campaign called Go Tell a New Generation. We want to mobilize over 100,000 people, lay people like you, to share the delight we have in Christ, our forgiving Savior. We're also going to expand our media ministries in North America, and we've already begun expanding our media outreach around the world, where we're already producing 77 different media programs that reach some 130 countries. There are too many hurting people. There are too many broken relationships. There is too much hatred and violence for you and me not to go and tell a new generation. Christianity in this decade cannot be a spectator sport. We simply cannot stay in our easy chairs and watch societies crumble as if we were watching a football game. We must go tell a new generation. We must line up on the scrimmage lines of our lives to do good, to resist evil, and to share the super delight we found in the teachings of our Lord. Amen.
We hope you've enjoyed this message brought to you by Lutheran Hour Ministries.